The top 10 list of new species is out from the Institute for Species Exploration. The SUNY ESF program shows how new discoveries of animals, insects, and plants are critical before they become extinct. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on the value of paying attention to all of the Earth's inhabitants.
When you look at some bug in the garden, or spy a bird on a tree branch, or come across a flower you've never seen before on a nature walk, it could be a new species. SUNY Environmental Science and Forestry President Quentin Wheeler is announcing the top 10 new species for this year to boost the field of taxonomy. And people who aren't scientists find many of the 1,800 or so new species that are identified each year.
Sometimes they have more leisure time and are able to spend more time in the field. And some amateurs, you know, work at very high levels of excellence. And the other interesting trend in recent years is social media. New species recognized from, say, photographs posted on Flickr or some other social media site.
This year's list includes a small spider found in India, Areovixia gryffindori, the Harry Potter reference intended.
If you look at the photograph of that, that is a weird shaped abdomen on that spider. It does look like a wizard's hat, even the little bend at the tip of it.
Others on the list include a marine worm that looks like a churro you might eat at the state fair, and an Australian plant that appears to bleed. A stingray from Brazil is a pretty big animal to go unnamed until now.
Almost certainly local fishermen had seen it, but apparently no scientist who knew all the species of stingrays had seen it yet. When we say new, we mean new to science. It may be well known to local populations.
Wheeler says it's a race against time to identify species as more and more become extinct, and we lose their possible lessons.
It's clear now we need to create a more sustainable future. We need renewable energy sources. We need materials that don't add to the solid waste flow and so forth. Our best hope of creating new products and new processes and new designs and materials is in the emerging field of biomimicry, where we look at how nature has solved these problems and then try to mimic that. So every species that goes extinct takes with it some unique insight, some clue about things we might do better.
He notes climate change is only hastening those extinctions, threatening much more dire impacts on species diversity than on man.
As catastrophic as climate change could be to our social structures, our coastal cities, our agriculture and so forth, all those problems could be worked through. Now at great pain and enormous expense, and it's almost unthinkable, the loss of biodiversity, on the other hand, we know from the geologic record, will take tens of millions of years to recover. And so the consequences of this are huge.
Wheeler's urgency follows from one simple fact. Over the past decade, the Institute for Species Exploration has chronicled 200,000 new species, but he says even more have gone extinct. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this story and other local news, check out our website at WAER.org.